Welcome to Zimmerman Podcast, episode 121. Today is week 9 in our new series, The Path Back to You. If you're new to this series, we're taking 1 year to discover how to become who we are meant to be. Each month, we dive into a new topic, and this month, it's exchanging ego for soul. Today, we're talking about how to remember who we are. Let's get started and take this next step on the path back to you. All right, you ready? Let's do it. I'm Jessica Zimmerman, and this is Zimmerman Podcast. I'm a serial entrepreneur, mom to three, and professional oversharer who has spent a decade building my business and helping others do the same. From wedding floral design to business education, features in Martha Stewart Weddings and Forbes magazine, and even writing and publishing my best-selling memoir, Sleeping with a Stranger, my business has kept growing, evolving, and changing year after year, just like me. Because the best thing about building a strong business is the freedom it gives me to live a full life. And that's what Zimmerman Podcast is all about, sharing real, transparent, in-the-moment reflections about how to live a life, build a business, and lead a family through the good, the hard, and the messy. That's what we're doing each week, right here on Zimmerman Podcast. Welcome to the show. My kids recently lost their great-grandfather. It was an open casket. Before the visitation, I told my kids that even though they'd be looking at their great-grandfather's body, his soul was not there. Have you ever noticed that the body never really looks like the person did in life? There are many reasons for this, but the most important one to me is that a body isn't really anything without a soul. I told my kids that just like our car is important to us because it takes us from school to piano to baseball and home again, our bodies are just vehicles for our souls. They are at their best functional for us. At worst, they can be the very things that keep us from embodying love, which is our greatest calling. On earth, we focus so much on our bodies, on our human forms. We exercise and diet and hang mirrors everywhere. And even if we're not looking at our literal bodies, we're thinking about satisfying cravings, elevating ourselves, getting ahead and winning. This is all living from ego. What do I mean by that? And why does it matter? Let's get into it. In order to reach full consciousness, to live in the energy frequency of unconditional love, we have to retrain our human selves to live from the soul. This is what I mean when I say unbecome, remember, return. Most human beings walking around don't remember their soul because it has been so covered up by our own human conditioning. Our egos get us ahead in the world. Our souls make life worth living. If you've been following along week by week, we just spent the past month talking about embracing the darkness. We sat with the trauma and looked our fear directly in the face. Next, we'll talk about limiting beliefs and how to shed those. But now, we need to understand the difference between our souls and our human bodies. This is an important in-between because before we can truly let go of our limiting beliefs, we need to understand why it's so important to do so and how our ego, much like our limiting beliefs, keeps us grounded and held back. Now, I don't even know if it's possible to live 100% from the soul, or if it's even recommended. Maybe those monks who fast for days and days and days have figured it out, but one of the most beautiful things I've experienced from living more from the soul is that you're never done. It's like learning and growing and healing. You never get to stop. In fact, stopping would be a kind of death. And this kind of soul life is much more peaceful. The things that bother the ego or work up the ego, they don't bother the soul. The soul truly knows that everything that is meant for it will come. It trusts the timing of the divine. There is no lack. There is no missing out. While the ego represents self-protection, the soul represents openness. While ego makes you fearful, soul makes you wise. While ego makes you self-centered, soul makes you generous. When I lived out of ego, I worked 14-hour days, and I was obsessed with the grind. Now that I live more from the soul, I trust my desires, and I literally dance in the rain. When you feel like you're losing your mind, I'm here to help you restore your soul. A few years ago, I woke up and felt like everything in my life was a lie. I didn't recognize myself or any of the people around me. For the first time in my life, I questioned everything I had ever been taught or told. I didn't know what was true anymore, and I felt like everything I knew was slipping away from me. I went through a complete dark night of the soul. Until I was forced, by something much more powerful than me and my fears, to stop running from myself and start facing the truth. That the pain in my life wasn't coming from the world around me, but from the pain inside me. I remember thinking, what if the cause of your pain and the cure for your pain is the same? You. That's what my program, The Path Back to You, is all about. Not starting over, but starting again. On a path that will return you to yourself, a path that will heal and refine you, a path that will break you and make you whole. When searching for answers to what felt like an all-at-once, completely sudden, never-ending list of questions with no answers, all I found was the advice, just sit with yourself and heal. All the answers are inside of you. And I remember thinking, gee, thanks, that's helpful. I know I need to heal, and I'm willing and ready to do the work to do that, but how? Where do I begin? Well, it took some time, but after years of therapy, researching on my own, trial and error, mess ups and setbacks, I found my way back home, back to myself. In The Path Back to You, I share with you my own personal story of struggle and trauma as a sacred offering. My hope is that through my story, you can better see yourself. I share with you my darkest moments and the steps I took to find my light, the light I had dimmed for most of my life. Throughout all the heartache I've endured, I've finally found peace, and I want to share my roadmap with you. If any of this resonates with you, trust that this episode found you for a reason. Trust the divine intervention. Those brave enough to have embarked on a healing journey know how incredibly lonely and painful it is. I remember feeling completely isolated, like I didn't even belong in this world anymore. It was scary as hell. But I want you to know you are not alone. While I fully believe healing is a solo journey, I think it's totally okay to have a roadmap and a pathfinder who has gone before you to guide you as you return home to you. Join me on the path back to you. Click the link in the show notes or go to jessicazimmerman.com to learn more. And just for you, podcast listeners can get 15% off with code PATH15. That's PATH15. Maybe my own experiences resonate and you're following along with that, or maybe this soul and ego language sounds like some new age bullshit, but the idea of soul and ego isn't a new thing. Here's an excerpt that I want to read to you about soul and ego that was written almost a century ago. The soul is a true reflection of the spirit and is therefore pure. When the soul becomes identified with the body, it converts itself into the ego. In a worldly person, the ego is the guiding principle of all thoughts, feelings, and aspirations. One must learn to differentiate between material desires and soul desires. The pure soul loves the wisdom and bliss experienced in the union with the absolute, omnipresent, omniscient one. The ego loves name, fame, greed, body attachment, and all perishable qualities. When the ego succeeds in persuading the mind to like the perishable comforts of the body, the mind becomes spiritually blind and no longer prefers the imperishable joys of the soul resting in omnipresence. That excerpt is from Inner Culture, published May 1939. It can be sudden, like it was for me, in the story that I share in my course, my program, The Path Back to You. If you're interested, go to jessicazimmerman.com to grab it. Or it can happen gradually, But at some point, you have to be done with the negativity that comes with living into ego. The process of ego death is painful, but it always leads to the peace and abundance that comes from living into soul. In many ways, I think we've become too comfortable with negative emotions. They become constant companions instead of signs that we're out of our soul alignment. Bitterness, resentment, shame, anxiety, depression, these are not natural byproducts of being alive, but our inner guide, God, showing us that we are not in alignment with our desire, with our soul. It's your brain, your mortal human thing, mismatching with your soul, your eternal God thing. We've trained ourselves to endure negative emotions. We've been conditioned to believe that uneasy feelings are normal. We've been taught to suffer rather than listen to our inner knowing. We've been told that this makes us tough, resilient, and this is how our ego breaks in, because we're more worried about how we seem than how we feel. We'd rather be perceived as strong than feel safe. To get back to a simple idea that might crack this whole ego versus soul conversation open in your own life, I want to share something with you. During the very beginning of my time in the darkness, I read a book that was, I'll be honest, a bit heavy and dense, but it really began my transformation in seeing the separation between ego and soul. Here's just one of the many simple, incredible pieces of wisdom it shared. We grow up believing that we are our thoughts. Those thoughts we think, that's us. But we are not our thoughts. We are the ones observing our thoughts. This really helped me in beginning to separate ego from soul. In what ways am I believing that I am my thoughts? Where do my thoughts differ from my soul, my essence? If you want some practical ways to dig into the difference between soul and ego in your own life, as well as the title of this book, helpful journal prompts, and other resources, join my program, The Path Back to You. Go to jessicazimmerman.com to get started. Thank you so much for joining me today as we journey together on this path back to you. I hope what you learned resonated with you and you can take it with you into your week. If you're looking for more resources for the journey, go to jessicazimmerman.com. I'll see you right here next week for our next leg of the journey.